We're studying chapter 23 in Vayikra. This chapter is a continuation, as you see from my title, of all these laws of Kedusha. We discussed the Kedusha of the Yisrael, the Kedusha of the Kehanim, the Kedusha of the Karbonis. And now we have one more thing of Kedusha, which is the Kedusha of the times, or which times, as the Pasuk calls them here, Mikro'i Kodesh, when we have a holy calling. Calling means something like, according to the Ramban and others, calling together, when they call together the crowd, the congregation, to come in the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe also in Beis HaMedrash and other places, to have a Me'adei Hashem, the correct times and the holy times which are dedicated to God, which are dedicated to the mitzvah, the karbonas, the gatherings that are mentioned here. So this has the framing of this chapter. It also has an ending, so it's important to notice. There's more than once, but in other words, firstly, it's framed as Hashem speaks to Moshe and tells him, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Eden and tell them this. There's more than that. There's Vedabar Hashem al Moshe in the middle. I think, as I understand, usually not every Vedabar Hashem al Moshe should be taken as part of a narrative, as part of a story. In other words, it's not every time. Sometimes, like when it says Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, we obviously understand, like, this is Hashem speaking to Moshe and telling him, tell the Bnei Yisrael such and such. And as I mentioned, in the all the way in the end of this, we have Vaydaber Moshe Smeh Hashem Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe does this and tells Bnei Yisrael what Hashem told him. But in the middle, we also have some Vaydaber Shema Moshe Laime. Sometimes it even says Dabar Bnei Yisrael again, but he didn't seem to tell the Yidden in between. So what I think is usually that those openings with Abra Shalom Moshe Laime are not meant to be read as something that happened, but more, as we said in the Sefru, in the beginning of this book, Litten Revach Le'ezboinen. So it's telling us, it's starting off the story again, as we have seen yesterday, that sometimes the Pesach starts off the story, or starts off the sentence, the narrative, so to speak, again, not specifically, not necessarily, to say that there's really a new story or a new parsha, but more to tell us that this is a new inyan. It starts a new subject, and that we have more than a few of them in within this chapter. But in general, this whole chapter is framed in that way, that this is one more parsha of Kedusha that is told to Moshe, to tell the Eden, and then he tells them. Now, and this is a very organized chapter, as is proper to Sefer Vayikra, to be very organized. It's organized, goes through all the Amtoivim, all the Me'adim. Me'adim literally the times, the set times when you should do a Mikra Kodesh. And it has a header, and as we'll see later, also a footer, also a, I don't know how to call the footers, the ending. It has a header and an ending. And the header, as is also something that happens many times in these parashas, is doubled. So the first header is this: Me'adei Hashem Ashtikra Oisa Mikroi Kodesh Eleha Me'adei. These are Me'adim. It talks about Shabbos, and then it starts again: Ele Me'adei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Ashtikra Oisa Me'adam. Now, of course, we could understand that Shabbos is somewhat part of the story of the Me'adim, somewhat not part. So that's why it started again. But really, also, this is a normal thing where it starts something and gives like an overview or gives something, one of the details of the story, and then starts again and gives another heading. We've seen this in other parashas, also the same kind of structure. I think that should be taken as a normal structure. There is some art, there is some reason why some things are put in between them and so on. Same thing with the endings. We'll see in the parasha has also a double ending, and that's also a relatively normal thing in these parashas. That seems to be the structure, how it's set up. So now, the first parsha, the first part, the first moyed, so to speak, which is talked about in this, is the moyed of Shabbos that was read in the Aseres HaDibros. And as one way of reading the whole Torah, as an elaboration of things that are in Aseres HaDibros. So we have 6 days of work, and the seventh day is Shabbos, and Mikra Kodesh, no Melocha, it's Shabbos. And here there's one addition, Becholmesh V'Seichem. I think there's only one more place where it talks about Becholmesh V'Seichem, which is in the story of the Omer, and then in the story of the Lechem Tenufa that's broken, Moshe V'Seichem. We'll talk about that in a minute when we get there. But Shabbos is specifically mentioned to be B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, and that literally means, though it doesn't say explicitly here, that you need to go to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Adi Yom Tovim. It says in Sefer Dvorim, and also earlier in Sefer Shemois, we talked about Shalosh Pem Bashon Yeroh Kol Zechecha. And over here, it doesn't not mention the Aliyah L'Regel, the going to the certain place is not mentioned at all. But we can understand that it's assumed, or in some sense, it seems to be assumed that Shabbos is in every place you live. So Shabbos, you have to rest everywhere. And the Mikra Kodesh of Shabbos, like we said, what's Mikra Kodesh? Maybe just to go to the Beis HaMedrash, to read the Torah, to do the Tefillahs of Shabbos and so on. But some other Mikra Kodesh, like Pesach, to do the Pesach, which means doing the Karm Pesach, that's not going to be in B'chol Mesh V'sechem, since you need to go at least to a Buma, at least, or if not to the Beis HaBachira, to do the Karm Pesach. So that's Shabbos. And now starts the series of Me'adim, and starts with the Karben called Pesach, and goes in the order of months. This is, I think, the only, besides for Sefer, the Sefer Midbar, which is also some kind of continuation of Sefer Vayikra, and Parshas Pinchas, where we get the laws of the Yom Tovim with much more details of which Karbonas. Here, they're all mentioned in one word, V'knaftam Isha L'Hashem. It never says how many Karbonas exactly. And in Shabbos, it doesn't tell us about Karbonas at all. Or in the daily Karbonas, it's not told at all. It doesn't tell us in any Yom Tov, basically, how many Karbonas and what. That is filled in Sefer Parshas Pinchas. So that Parsha is sort of a Hashlema, sort of a finishing, and an addition to this Parsha. But what this Parsha does, more explicitly than any other Parsha before or after, in other words, in Sefer Shemois, where we had the Yom Tovim several times, twice, I think, and in Sefer and the Devarim, we have the Yom Tovim. None of them have precise dates for when the Yom Tovim should be, according to the dates of the months. This is the parasha which tells us that's what is the focus on Me'adim, the times, the set times where we should do these Me'adim, where we should do these Me'adim, which is the times. If you do these Mikroi Kodesh, are specifically in these months, in these dates of the month. So this is the parasha which confines, defines, determines the exact time of the Me'adim by the dates of the month. And goes in the order of the months from the first to the seventh. The seventh is really the last. So there's maybe more months, but they're not mentioned here. They're not part of the cycle of Mikra Kodesh. So in the first month, the 14th day of the month, in the evening, there's Pesach. Pesach means the Karm Pesach. We've learned this in Parshas Bo, the laws of this. The 15th day of the same month, there's a Chag. So Pesach is not a Chag. It's just being a Karm Pesach. And then 15th day, there's a Chag HaMatzos. And what do we do in this Chag HaMatzos? Firstly, for 7 days, we eat matzos. That's why it's called Chag HaMatzos. And besides for that, there's this structure that all these Yom Tovim that are 7 days have. The first day is a Mikra Kodesh, which is explained as Kom Lech Savoida. It might not be the same exact thing. In other words, there's two ways of reading it. One way is to say Mikra Kodesh is the Kom Lech Savoida Leisasu. I think a more reasonable way to say that, two things. Mikra Kodesh is a positive thing, like we say from the Rabban, to get together, to have some kind of gathering, some kind of day that is Kodesh, that is sanctified to Hashem in some way. And what we don't do is Melecha. Okay? Now, for 7 days, there's Kabonas. That goes on for 7 days. That's really the sense in which the Moed lasts for 7 days. And the seventh day, again, there is a Mikra Kodesh without Melocha, so that's what we call Rishon and Shvi'i Pesach. That's the law of Chag HaMatzos. We call it Pesach, but it's really Chag HaMatzos. Pesach is just the Yom Tov of the 14th day that's done before that. Now there's a new Parsha, and here's V'daber Shel Moshe Lama. It starts a new structure. This structure, this new Parsha goes all the way through the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and then there's even an ending. There's a signature, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, at the end of it. And this is really also, this is the only place where this whole subject is mentioned, or explicitly. There might be some mentions of it in passing in other places. But this is a new mitzvah called Mitzvah Sa'omer, and it's framed explicitly Kisavoya Loretz. I have to remember if there's other places in Vayikra that tell us Kisavoya Loretz. Of course, everyone knows Sefer Devarim has tons of mitzvahs framed as Kisavoya Loretz. I don't know. In Sefer Vayikra, maybe this is the first one or not. I don't remember. And when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you will harvest its harvest, you will bring the first Omer. Omer is an amount that we learned in Parshas B'Shalach last week in the Parsha, how much it is. But it's an amount of the beginning of the harvest. We'll bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen will do something called Tenufa. We will raise it, Lefnei Hashem. So Hashem should be Merutza with it, Ritzonchem. And we will do this at a time called Mimacharas HaShabbos. Of course, it does famously doesn't say when this Macharas HaShabbos is explicitly. We could assume, Chachamim assume at least that it's the day after Pesach. There was a big controversy about this, of course, but in any case, but this is just to show us that this is a new parsha. It's not like framed as, doesn't work like the 14th day, the 15th day, and then the 21st day, 7 days later. It doesn't tell us a date in the month. This is the only part. It's interesting. Like I told you, this whole parsha gives us the dates of the month for every Moed. The only one that doesn't give a date for the month is this whole story. It's framed as you come there to Sroel and you will start the harvest. That's the date. There's only date on Mimachras, the day after some Shabbos. As you can understand, whatever it means, you do this Omer, And for the Omer, there is also an animal carbon. And this is the carbon also, like I said, no carbonus are mentioned here, their amounts, which animal and so on. This is the only one that is mentioned in this parasha explicitly. So this is like a special parasha, this in the context of, as we've discussed, this parasha doesn't have details of amounts of which animal and which carbon and so on. So this parasha is the exception, both in that and in not having a date. So it's somewhat a independent part of the parasha that doesn't entirely fit into the rest of the parasha. So on the day of, we're bringing the first carbon omer, and bring also a keves with its mencha and its nesach, which are the regular mencha and nesach, which we'll learn in Parsha Shlach, their standard amounts, and every time it's repeated for some reason. And there's one more law, sort of. Since we've explained, we've said that this Omer is Reishis, it's supposed to be the first. So part of it being the first is that we do not eat Lechem Koli V'Charmel. Now, Koli V'Charmel is simply because in the period where the harvest starts, specifically the harvest of the Se'orim, it doesn't say here explicitly right now that it's Se'orim, but when the harvest starts, there isn't, it's not the wheat that is, or this barley that is ready first, is not really proper yet. It's not the correct one to make bread, or sometimes it is bread, but often at that time it's the minik to eat koli v'charmel, which are like burnt, like the grains itself. And therefore, we're not allowed to eat it until you bring this first carbon, so the carbon should be the first. That's the idea. You give the Mizbeach first. And this is the Chukas Olam M'chol Mesh V'Seich. In other words, not only in Yerushalayim, not only in the place where you do the Omer, should you not eat what's known as Chodosh, but you should not eat it anywhere. Okay? Now, continuation to this. Now here we get back into counting days. So interesting. We said that the whole parsha is about giving us the correct date. So, and this parasha doesn't start off with a specific date, but it does have an intermediate date. So from this day, we count days. And what we count is not days of the month, but days, weeks. So that matches with the idea of it starting in Machnas HaShabbos. Shabbos is really the kind of counting of days that we had in the beginning, right? So from the first Shabbos, from the Machnas HaShabbos, we count 7 full weeks. Until the day after the 7th week, which is the 50th day, then we bring a new mencha, and that's again mimush v'seichem. So it can be brought from anywhere. Maybe this is like we didn't eat mimush b'chol mimush v'seichem. We didn't eat chodesh until the beginning. Now mimush v'seichem, we bring lechem, and now we bring a lechem. We don't bring just a mincha. We bring lechem to esroinim. It's soilless, it's baked chometz. This is the only one that is baked chometz. It was mentioned already in Parshas Tzav. And this is called Bikurim. This is what the Torah is called Bikurim. I know in the Mishnah, Bikurim means something else. But Bikurim in the Torah always means this. Now for this lechem, just like for the Omer, we had 2 kvosim. Here for the lechem, we have 7 kvosim and 1 par and 2 eilim and their mincha and their nesach. That's all carbonas that come, like similar to what we just learned about a carbon shlomim, a carbon toide, that has a bread, that has a party bread coming along, a suda, and to the party, together with that, there's the meat. In the same way, this sort of party is the lechem that we bring, and then there has the 7 kvosim, which are the carbon that comes with that. Besides that, there's a series of mechad for chatos, which belongs to this, and 2 kvosim for a shlomim. Again, chatos is something that we have in all the yom tovim. We'll see about this when we get to the details of the carbonas of the yom tovim. And shlomim is something that we don't have. Shlomim, in some sense, we have it in Ol Yom Tov, we call it simcha, but here it's mentioned as part of this like independent part, and that's interesting. And all of these get tenufa together with the lechem bikurim, together with the shnei kvosim. It goes to the kohen. Because that's all the law of this carbon, this special harvest festival, this special celebration of the harvest, bringing to the Mizbeach first, the first mincha, the Reishis Ketzirchem, the Omer, and then bringing, 7 weeks later, bringing the lechem made out of the new wheat, the new growth, the new grain. And now we finally get to the Yom Tif, back to a Mikra Kodesh, and this day we make a Mikra Kodesh, which has no Melechas Avodah, and this is also a Chukas Olam Chol Mesh V'Seichem. So again, maybe to say, although maybe we don't have, Chol Mesh V'Seichem might, I don't know if Chol Mesh V'Seichem means not Kisavaya Loretz, right? Because this whole thing started Kisavaya Loretz, because Chol Mesh V'Seichem probably means Chol Mesh V'Seichem that are in Eretz Yisrael, you do this this whole process always, and you have a Mikra Kodesh all over. And now there's one more law, or you could maybe call it three more laws, that are belong specifically to the harvest. So this is, again, to show us that this parasha is like somewhat independent from the story of Me'adam. It probably only gets into here because of this Mikra Kodesh, which is the one Mikra Kodesh here that has this interesting kind of dating. But, and when we would do the harvest, you'd leave Tpea, you'd leave Leket. These is left for the Onif, the guide, for the stranger, for the poor person. So they should have some food, the leftover, so to speak, from the harvest. This is also, and as we'll see in Sefer Dvarim, this also belongs to the idea of a Mikra Kodesh or of a Simcha, of a Yamtiv, since a big part of the Simcha of the Yamtiv is understood to be the sharing of the harvest, the sharing of it with others. So it's not entirely, you can't entirely say that this is entirely a harvest parasha. It also connects very much to Yamtiv, including this part, this mitzvah, which is really only the mitzvah of Leket and Peah for time of the harvest. And that's, here there's an ending, Ani Hashem Lekachem, as we see the ending of every parasha, almost the Vayikra has that ending. Now we start a new parasha, a new series, back to the regular structure of Yom Tovim. This is really, or another sense you could say, there's a new series of Yom Tovim. If we divide Yom Tovim into two series, or here and somewhat into three, right? The first is Pesach and Chag HaMatzos. Connected to that is the Omer and Shtei Lechem, which are Mimachras HaShabbos, which we assume that is after Pesach, and of course it's in that period. So that's series number one of the Yom Tov. Now there's another Vedaber Shalom HaShalem. It starts again. A new series of Yom Tov. These Yom Tov of the Chodesh HaShvi. Not the Chodesh HaRishon, but the Chodesh HaShvi. So the first day, there's something called Shabbos and Zichron Truah. There's a Mikran Chodesh, which is no avoida with Ha'isha. What Zichron Truah means is, of course, interpreted as blowing Shofar, but that's unclear in the literal meaning what it actually means. But you see, that's the thing that's added here. And then another parasha, also special parasha, somewhat added, although it's also in the same month and it seems to be connected, but it also has some independence to it, because this is Yom Kippur. Everyone knows Yom Kippur has its own thing going on. It's not just one more Mikra Kodesh. So, and there's like this Ach, Ach. Ach means like, but remember, don't forget, and the 10th day of this 7th month is Yom Kippurim. It's a Mikra Kodesh, and there's also like I said, Cholmesh of Seichem is here a third time. And besides for that, there's Yom Kippurim, which means V'nisim es nefesh seichem. You should afflict yourself, you should fast, as it's interpreted. And the reason for that is, Ki Yom Kippurim, this is the day of atonement, the day of cleansing from the sins, L'chapel lefnei Hashechem. And there's an oynish. If you do not do inu, you get kores, or if you will do melocha, you will get v'avatis nefesh, which is also kores. So, and then it repeats itself. Shabbos Shabbos Nilechem, from the 9th day, Me'erev Ad Erev, literally, the Chazal, of course, have a drash, very famous drash on this, but literally what this means is, just to tell us that this fast should be 24 hours, unlike we might understand a fast, or maybe even some of the other Mikra Kodesh, specifically only by Yom, and from the morning to the evening. Here it's saying Me'erev Ad Erev, in other words, you have to start fasting from the 9th day. It doesn't literally mean from the 9th day, but means from the evening after the 9th day, which is why it's Me'erev Ad Erev. So that's the halacha of Yom Kippur. Of course, the avoid of Yom Kippur, the kabbunas of Yom Kippur, the taharas hamikdash, is not mentioned here at all, but it was mentioned at length in Parshas Achrei Mos just not so long ago. And over there also this inui and the mikra kodesh is mentioned. So this is just here, that's why it's like ka'ach, just here, because the parsha wants to be complete, it wants to have all the Yom Tov, the entire structure of the times set, especially in this 7th month. Then there's a third parasha for the 7th month, which is that the 15th day of this month, there's Chag HaSukkos. It doesn't say here why it's called Chag HaSukkos. It will tell us in this like postscript after the in-between, we could say in between the first and the second ending. Like I said, there's a double opening for this parasha and also a double ending. So we have 7 days Sukkos, the first day, Mikra Kodesh, and the 7th day, or really, sorry, and in the 8th day. But similar ideas at Pesach, for 7 days we have Isha. And in the 8th day also. And here there's some new word called Atzeresi. Of course, Pesach is, the 7th day of Pesach is called Atzeres in a different place also. But here in Sefer Dvarim, here this one is called Atzeres. But it's the same structure as we had in Sukkot, as we had in Pesach, nothing different really. And here's the ending. These are the Me'adei Hashem, which you will do what? Tov Mikra Kodesh. And besides for that, it doesn't mention the melacha, so this is maybe a reason why to think the Mikra Kodesh is the same as the melacha. What we do in then is we bring Ish El Hashem, which includes Oyla, Mincha, Zevach, Nesochem, each day it's Mincha. This is besides Melevad Shabbos Hashem, which we assume, of course, the Shabbos, if the Shabbos means Shabbos, then it was mentioned already. Not clear why there's this Melevad. And besides for the matones and the nedarim, in other words, these are the obligatory kabbonis. Of course, if you want, you could come in the middle of the year and make a neder or a nedava, or maybe besides for the isha, which is prescribed, which you have to do on Yom Tov, you could bring your other ones on the time to bring the Yom Tov. And now there's one parsha, which is a postscript parsha, before we already have an ending, Eile, right? This is the end. These are the above-mentioned karbonis, the Yom Tov. Don't forget, there's something else. The 15th day of the seventh month, which is when we had Chagas Sukkos. Here, there's a new thing, and here it's also added. This is the time of the gathering of the Tversor. It's not the harvest as we had. So similar, there's some connection, some correspondence between this and the, like, it's not an Ach, but the same story that we had in Memachras HaShabbos, where it was the beginning of the harvest. Here is the time of the gathering everything into the house, when we gather together the tefillas oros, the things that grow in the land. Now we have Chag Hashem, new word, new name for the Chag. It was called Chag HaSukkos. Now it's Chag Hashem for 7 days. First and the 8th day are Shabbosan, which is rest. So here we see that 7 days might mean like Advad Bechlal, the 8th day also. And in the first day, we have this new mitzvah mentioned here, the first and only time to take these four things that grow, Priyat Soda, Kapas, Tzmur, Manaf, Tzobes, Arve, Nochal, and they be happy or celebrate before Hashem for 7 days. So that's the known as the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, mentioned here the only time. And this is, again, it mentioned that this is Chag for Hashem, 7 days in the year. And now another mitzvah also mentioned here. This is, of course, probably the reason why it's called Chag HaSukkos, also earlier and also the other places. But the mitzvah was not mentioned besides for here, that you should sit in the sukkah for 7 days. This is every ezrach, every resident, maybe not the ger. Earlier we had many things. Ezrach v'hagayr. Here there's the Ezrach and not the guy. And there's also a reason given for all of this, so you should know that Pasikos Eshavti Ez B'nai Yisrael B'tzir Yisrael B'nai Yisrael. I think that if you read this in the context of the entire chapter, as we see every chapter here, and every parsha here really, has the beginning and the end. The ending is almost always Ani Hashem, Asher Tzeis Ez B'nai Yisrael. So this Pasikos Eshavti B'tzir Yisrael, of course, belongs to that series of endings where Hashem identifies himself as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Of course, it does connect also to the Sukkah. But there's, of course, this like somewhat of a riddle because the sukkahs are not mentioned anywhere else. Like, it's weird. How do we like somehow remember something that we never heard of? But it for sure belongs also to this like ending. So however we understand these sukkahs, and we have, as we discussed, that Moshe actually told this to the B'nai Yisrael.